This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. NASA's Orion capsule successfully returned to Earth Sunday. CPR's Paolo Schalcida.
Hundreds of Lockheed Martin employees and their friends and family packed into a school gymnasium in Highlands Ranch to watch the Orion capsule, which the company built, return to Earth after its 25-day mission. 10-year-old Gabriella Wolfson said the sight made her emotional.
I was very psyched. I was crying a little because I was very excited, but yeah.
The Orion capsule is a key element to NASA's future Artemis moon missions. The next Artemis launch is slated for 2024. Four American astronauts will make the trip and perform a lunar flyby test before returning to Earth. I'm Paolo Schalcida, CPR News.
A civil rights attorney is calling for a criminal investigation into the Colorado Springs Department following the alleged beating of a black man during an arrest. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports about the police department.
Attorneys for 29-year-old Dalvin Gadsden say their client was pulled over in early October for failing to properly display a license plate. According to Gadsden, he was confused by the stop and officers forced him out of the car, saying they smelled marijuana. He says they began repeatedly punching and kicking him in the head, face, and back. Gadsden has had several charges related to the incident dismissed, including a DUI charge. The incident is one of several race-related allegations involving the police department in recent months. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
CSPD did not respond to requests by comment by airtime. This is CPR News.